Okay. It's crystal clear that Yahweh said He's our only Savior. Now I want to show you that it's equally clear that Jesus said He is Yahweh. I want to start out by sharing with you what are referred to as Jesus' I Am statements. The first of them is, I am the bread of life. You'll find it in John 6:35. I am the light of the world. You'll find it in John 8:12. I am the gate. You'll find it in John 10, 7, and 9. I am the good shepherd. You'll find it in John 10, 11, and 14. I am the resurrection and the life. You'll find it in John 11, 25. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You'll find it in John 14, 6. And I am the true vine. You'll find it in John 15, 1, and 5. I'm not going to go into detail discussing these I Am statements with you, but what I want you to do is go home and study them on your own. And what you're going to find is that, in fact, each one of those statements is a claim by Jesus to be Yahweh. I want to go into chapter 8 of John in a little more detail. And this chapter in particular, along with John chapter 17, are the two most precise statements by Jesus that He is Yahweh that you'll find in the Bible. Now, in John chapter 8, I want to begin by looking at verse 12. And this is actually one of those I Am statements. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Again, when you study that verse, you'll find out that he's claiming to be Yahweh. Now, if you'll look at verse 18, that's John chapter 8, verse 18. He says, I am he who testifies about myself, and the Father who sent me testifies about me. This phrase, I am he, is a claim to be Yahweh. Now, if your Bible has notes, some of your notes are going to say that this is actually a claim by Jesus to be Yahweh. But whether your Bible says that or not, or whether your note says that or not, you'll see by the time we finish looking at John chapter 8 that, in fact, that's what he said. Now, look at verse 24. This verse is very important. Again, it's Jesus speaking. He says, Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Now, what makes this verse so important and very interesting is what he says about the fact that there's a connection between believing that He is Yahweh and your salvation. Let me read it again and show you what I'm talking about. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. The only question here is whether or not he's claiming to be Yahweh. Because if he is claiming to be Yahweh, this verse says if we don't believe he's Yahweh, we're going to die in our sins. Now, this isn't Neil Snyder speaking. This is actually Jesus' statement. I quoted it directly from the Scriptures, and this is the New American Standard Bible. It's the 1995 edition. I'm going to read it to you one more time. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. And again, the only question is he claiming to be Yahweh? Because if he is, he's saying that if we don't believe he's Yahweh, we're going to die in our sins. Now, verse 25 is also very interesting. There is a group standing around him. Some of these people believe in him. We'll see that in a moment. Some of them don't. But someone in the crowd says, Who are you? Now, this is an interesting question because, in fact, he's claiming to be Yahweh. And it should be obvious to everyone that he's claiming to be Yahweh. Here's what's going on. What they're trying to do, what this person is trying to do, is he's trying to get Jesus to say the name Yahweh. Because if he can do that, then he can charge him with committing blasphemy. So far, he's only told him that he is I Am, or I Am He. And you cannot be accused of committing blasphemy for claiming to be I Am. Now, the people who hear you say this may think you're a nut, but it's not blasphemy. In order for you to be accused of blasphemy, you actually have to say the name Yahweh. And as I showed you a little bit earlier, He did say that he is Yahweh and used the name Yahweh, and he was convicted for committing a blasphemy, but that was later. He's not going to do that now because his time hasn't come. But he's making it very clear up until now that he's Yahweh. Now, look at his response to the question, "Who are you?" It's in the same verse. It's verse 25, John 8, 25. He says, what have I been saying to you from the beginning? In effect, what he's saying is, it's obvious that I'm Yahweh. I'm telling you I'm Yahweh. I've given you all the information you need, is what he said. Look at verse 28. He uses the phrase, "I am He" again. But I want you to look really carefully at John 8, 30 through 32. Now, like I said, there's a group of people standing around, and some of these people believe what he's saying. And we learn in John 8, 30 that some of them do believe. And I'm going to read it to you. "As he spoke these things, many came to believe in him." Now, here's a question for you. What did they believe? Well, folks, the only thing that makes any sense here is that they believed what he was telling them. And what was he telling them? He was telling them he's Yahweh. Well, I'll go a little farther than that. They believed one more thing. They believed that unless they believed he is Yahweh, they would die in their sins. Because that's what he said in verse 24. Now, take a look at John 8, 31 and 32. And I'm going to read what Jesus said here. Really pay close attention. He's addressing these remarks to the people who do believe him. He says, "If you abide in my word, then you're truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." When he said, "my word," specifically, what did he mean? Well, I'll tell you what he did not mean. He was not referring to the New Testament. Now, how do I know this? Because every book in the New Testament was written after he died. Obviously, he's not dead yet, so there is no New Testament. He's referring to what Christians call the Old Testament and what Jews call the Tanakh, or the Torah, the Prophets, and the Writings. And he's referring to them, or it, the New Old Testament, or the Tanakh, as my word, people. You couldn't ask for a more precise claim to be Yahweh than referring to the Scriptures as my word. There's no question about that. But listen to what he says. He goes farther. He says, "If you abide in my word," or "make my word your home," abide in means make your home in my word, "then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Listen to this point, because it's absolutely essential. He's distinguishing between what Yahweh's word says and the traditions that they're being taught by the rabbis. These traditions are coming from the Talmud, from the Mishnah, and other religious writings. And what he's saying is that these writings are not my word. He said, if you want to know the truth and be my disciples, then you're going to have to go to my word, which is the Old Testament or the Tanakh. There's no question that he was condemning those traditions that they were being taught, those traditions that had been passed down for hundreds of years at this point. And he's saying that these things are not my word. And if you look at John 8, 33 through 44, you'll see that he says that those traditions that they've learned, they came from Satan himself. But let me tell you this, just so you understand. Our traditions are just as off base. For example, the tradition of substituting the titles Lord and God for the name Yahweh is just as wrong as anything those rabbis were teaching from the Talmud. You see, what we were told is there's only one name we were told to declare to the world. And most Christians have never even heard this name. And there's only one name in which we have salvation. I'm going to prove that to you in a moment. That name is Yahweh. Most Christians don't even know the name Yahweh. Most Christians have never heard the name Yahweh in church. How can that tradition be correct? How can it be right, that tradition that causes us to strip God's name from the Scriptures? It can't be right. In fact, I'll even go farther. That tradition came from Satan as well. Who would have a more significant interest in stripping the name of God from the Bible than Satan himself? No one. Who would be more interested in people not knowing God's name than Satan himself? If that's the only name we were told to declare to the world, it should be clear that he doesn't want us to know this name. If that's the only name in which we have salvation, and you'll see in a little bit that is the only name in which we have salvation, then Satan would have an interest in us not knowing that name. Let me read John 8:44 to you. This is really quite interesting. He's referring now to the religious leaders who are standing around listening to him. He says, "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies." People, these traditions, which we so casually share in church as if they were from God, are just as wrong as they can be. And that's what Jesus is saying here. These traditions are not from him. Drop them. He says, go to my word. And if you do, you're going to find this much is absolutely true. Yahweh said he's our only Savior. Jesus said he's Yahweh. I want to prove that to you now. It's so clear in the Bible. Look at John 8, verses 54 through 58. Now, this is Jesus speaking, beginning in 54. "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God, and you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word." Now look at verse 56. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." These religious leaders who were standing around, most of whom did not believe him, they were shocked. Why? Because Abraham has been dead for 2,000 years. And he says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." If they had any doubts about whether or not he was claiming to be Yahweh, these doubts were dissipating. They were evaporating quickly. Someone in the crowd says, "You're not yet 50 years old and you have seen Abraham?" Look at Jesus' response. It's John 8:58. Now, if you have a highlighter, I want you to highlight this verse. Underline it in red. Circle it. And put a mark in the margin so you can find it easily. Because this statement is about as clear as it gets, folks. "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am." That translation is not great. Here's a better translation. "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham existed, I am." He's telling them two things. One, he created Abraham. There's only one creator, Yahweh. Jesus is claiming to be Yahweh. Then he refers to himself again as "I am." It just doesn't get any clearer than that. Jesus is telling them he's Yahweh. He didn't use the name Yahweh, because if he had, he would have been tried for blasphemy prematurely. But eventually he will be tried for blasphemy and be convicted. Folks, I told you a few minutes ago that there was a group standing around him that did believe in him, that he is Yahweh. There's another group standing there that doesn't believe him. And so the question is, did they get the message? Well, look at verse 59 and you tell me. John 8:59. "Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him." Yeah, they got that message. It was crystal clear. He had claimed to be Yahweh. Now listen to this, people. Jesus said he is Yahweh. Yahweh said he's our only Savior. How could it be any clearer than that? And given the importance of salvation and the importance of knowing the name of God, how could it possibly be that this name has been stripped from the Bible? How could it possibly be that you almost never hear the name of God mentioned in church? People, the only explanation that makes any sense to me is that Satan has a tremendous sway in this matter. He has deceived many of us. He's covered our eyes, veiled our eyes so we can't see. People, it's time for us to remove the veil and see. We have one Savior, and His name is Yahweh, and the person you call Jesus is Yahweh.